I'm Tyler.
And I'm Lindsay.
And we are TLC Coaches.
Helping couples in Act Two of their marriage.
Well, it is September 3rd, 2019, and once again, the months have flown. Lindsay has a saying, I think she got it from her dad, the days and weeks drag and the months and years fly by. You know, I know that's not true, but that's the perception, isn't it? Sometimes it just feels like you blink, it goes from January to August, and now it's September already. But here we are. So, today I wanted to talk a little bit about what I do professionally and what I have been experiencing recently, which is a lot of questions about caregiving. So, if you are interested in age-related disorder, if you have an aged adult parent or relative, someone that you are concerned for or you caregive, stay tuned. I'm going to sit and talk to you just a little bit about some of the things that I get asked about and maybe possibly some coaching opportunities that I'd love to extend to you. So here's what I do. I'm a licensed clinical psychologist. I work with age-related disorders predominantly. I work in assisted living facilities, memory care, independent facilities. I used to do home health where I'd actually visit people who are in home with age-related disorder for the most part. And then prior to that, I used to do testing for dementia and all sorts of memory deficit diagnoses, such as, Parkinson's has certain things, stroke, and then all the different dementias. So I visit with these people. I've worked with them. I've sat in testing rooms for hours on end with them. And I've learned a thing or two about these different age-related disorders and how to care for them. And I continually get questions from caregivers. And so what I'm finding out is, you know, as much good as I can do as a psychologist, I feel that there's great need out there for caregivers. And boy, is your job tough. I mean, I've heard all the stories. When I did home health, I used to hear from caregivers all the time, adult children of parents with age-related disorder who are doing the best that they can and are oftentimes the most resented person in their family. And that's not just from the patient. That's sometimes from the other family members who don't understand what happens on a day-to-day basis. And so my heart goes out to you, and I would love to be able to extend coaching for anyone who's in that position, who is a caregiver for someone who does have age-related disorder. Now, some of the things that encompasses, so we're talking about all the different kinds of dementia, and then any kind of disorder that reduces a person's ability to be independent and requires a caregiver to live with them, or requires some sort of attention. When I used to work home health, the question I got all the time was, how do you know when it's time to bring someone to assisted living or a memory care situation? How do you know when it's time to move out of the house? That was a very difficult question, and I believe that is very individual. And in fact, if that's a question that you have, please reach out to me. There are things that I would love to go over. In fact, I'm going to compile some questions that I believe are very helpful if you are in that position. Because it's individual, really, it has one of the first questions that I ask people are, you know, what are your personal feelings? Where do you think you're at in this process of being a caregiver? And how much longer can you go forward as a caregiver? Being a caregiver is so taxing. In fact, there's lots of studies out there that talk about how difficult it is on the person who's giving the caregiving, physically and mentally, emotionally. It's very, very difficult. And so being honest with yourself as a caregiver is a very important thing to do when you're starting to consider, should I take my parent, guardian, my aunt, uncle, whoever it is, to an assisted living facility. And then there's also, you know, the actual physical aspects of, you know, does this person actually qualify for assisted living? Do they qualify for memory care? What is that? So there's lots of things to consider. But more recently, I've been getting some questions about dementia in specific and some of the behaviors that come with it. So what I just thought I'd do real quick is just a little synopsis of what dementia is as a diagnosis, the way that I conceptualize it, that I think in the way that I think is most helpful for people who are caregivers. So if you're a caregiver of someone who has a memory disorder, one of the things that I think is most important to realize is that dementia in and of itself, and this is, I'm including all the different dementias, so this is Alzheimer's and vascular dementia, this is Lewy body dementia, frontotemporal dementia, you know, dementia in and of itself is a learning disorder. It's a learning disorder. We're having difficulty compiling memory and making and learning from these memories. So when we're talking about dementias, oftentimes what we're talking about is a person's inability to learn from the most recent events. So going back to that discussion on when is it time for a person to go to assisted living, I do try to emphasize with people that there will probably be some emotional distress, probably be some sort of cognitive decline that they may or may not rebound from, and it will be a fairly longer transition than you will anticipate. We're talking probably a month or two before a person actually transitions. So people often get really distressed when their parent or relative has not adjusted after a week or two. And this is when I come in and remind them, you know, dementia is a learning disorder. So your ability to adapt is really based on your ability to learn from your environment. And so if that is disrupted, it's going to be more difficult. So it is difficult for these individuals to adapt to these new environments. It's difficult for them to adapt to new people in their environment. And so when you give them a new schedule, a new living arrangement, there's new caregivers around. These are all very different things. I have to adapt to all of them, and my ability to adapt is diminished. It's going to take some time. It just is. And so there are many things like this when we're talking about caregiving for age-related disorders, especially memory issues, where I like to just help caregivers take a step back, take a breath, and let them know that they're doing great. And the fact that they're trying, that they're concerned, that they really do want the best for their relative, their friend, whoever it is that they're caregiving, that their best is good enough. And here's the big one, and this is the one that I get from everybody. I hear this all the time. I just want them to be happy. Now, we get hung up on this big fat H word. We want them to be happy. I get this when I used to work with parents. I just want my child to be happy. And the same counsel that I would give to those parents is the same counsel I give to my caregivers. Their happiness is their responsibility. Your responsibility is to provide for their security, protection, and all those things that you've been entrusted for, you know, as the responsible adult in their lives. But it's up to them to be able to decide whether to be happy or not. Children have, obviously, there's a trajectory. We know they're going to grow and develop, and things are going to get better for them, and they're going to make these choices, and so we anticipate happiness. The problem with caregiving with an older individual is the anticipation is more about end of life. And so when we're forecasting for this patient, we need to be kinder to ourselves if they're not happy. And remember that happiness is their choice. And if they're not happy, that's okay too. Your job is only to make sure that they have the care that they need, that they feel secure and safe in the environment that you provide for them. And happiness may or may not come. And that's okay. So, if you would really like to get a more of a feel for what it is to be a caregiver, or if you want to get more information from me, I would love for you to reach out to me. I would love to hear your stories as caregivers for these older adults and some of the struggles that you're having. So reach out to me, let me know what you're going through, and maybe I can do some more podcasts that specifically point to different things that you're going through. I'll probably give, I will probably do more podcasts as we go on, but really and truly, I am very interested in providing coaching for you as a caregiver. And I think going forward, I would really love to be able to host some groups, because I think it's super, super important for a caregiver who might be stuck in one home with one person to hear the voices of other people who are doing the same thing. You might feel like you're all alone on this island with this individual that you're caring for. And to hear your voice, the complaints and the concerns and the worries that you have come out of the mouth of someone else, it's so helpful. It's so healing. And I also believe that it's so important to get as many voices in on the table as possible. I think, you know, many heads are better than one. So I would love to be able to start hosting groups. So reach out to me, schedule a discovery session with me on tlccoaches.com. Go to the Calendly link and you'll find a 30-minute coaching discovery session. It's free. I would love to hear your story and see what we can do, what we can come up with as we go along this journey of caring for these older folks. It's a passion of mine. I love it. And I'd love to help you out in that journey. Take care.
Hey guys, before you go, here's the deal. If you like what you've heard, please like it, share it, tell your friends, take a screenshot of it and post it. I know every podcaster asks you to do that, but there's a reason. It's because it helps us get the word out about the good that we're trying to do in the world to more people. So come on, please. Okay, bye-bye.